President Václav Klaus has launched another fierce attack on the Green Lobby, claiming that ambitious environmentalism poses a greater threat to society than communism. His comments came in written answers to a committee meeting being held on Wednesday in the US House of Representatives. The Czech president said that instead of trying to stop climate change, mankind should learn to live with it. Rob Cameron spoke to the head of the Czech branch of Greenpeace, Jiří Tutor, and asked him if he was surprised at Mr. Klaus's comments.
I must admit that it's in fact a long-term opinion of Václav Klaus, and it has something to do with his character because he doesn't change his opinions really frequently.
That could be something to be admired in a politician.
In a way, yes. That's something which is on a positive side. On the other hand side, ignoring the trends and development of environment globally in such a way as Mr. Klaus does, we don't find it really politically wise.
Right, but he is right in saying that there is really no concrete proof that what we're doing is making the planet hotter. There is no absolute proof, is there, of this? It's all theory.
That's a theory supported by findings of more than 2,000 scientists, if I'm not wrong. Very often the concrete and specific cause of a death of a person can be found only after the death of the respective person during autopsy. And our question is whether we are entitled, whether we are right to wait for that moment. We presume that would be really too late.
Mr. Klaus also does argue that the effects of global warming do not necessarily all have to be negative. If I can quote from his answers that he sent to the US House of Representatives hearing today, while some deserts may get larger and some ocean shores flooded, enormous parts of the earth, up until now empty because of their severe cold climate, may become fertile areas able to accommodate millions of people. He's right though, isn't he?
We would have to speak about each individual location around the globe, but taken for example Siberian tundra, permafrost, vast areas of permanently frozen soil will melt, and a huge amount of the gas methane will be released into environment, again making the whole process of global warming even faster.
You do not accept his theory that there is a silver lining to the cloud of global warming?
There might be some small packets or small areas where it would have a positive impact. That's not what I'm saying. What we are speaking about is a global situation. It's much bigger risk that big areas will be affected in a way which would further deteriorate the global situation.
Jiří Tutor from the Czech branch of Greenpeace there, who was talking to Rob Cameron.